This is Plaidcast Junior. I'm Piper Clem, publisher of the Plaid Horse magazine. And on today's episode, we are going to continue our reading of Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure. I hope you'll come join us a few times a week. And if you like what you hear, all 5 Showstride's books are currently available on Amazon.
The Plaid Horse presents Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure, by Piper Clem and Rennie Dyball. Read by the author, Rennie Dyball. Chapter 22. The group arrived at the show ring Tally had seen on their way in, labeled Hunter Ring 2, with a big sign just outside the fence line. A warm-up area was right next to the show ring, and Ryan directed the riders that way. They're still watering and dragging the ring, so let's start trotting around here. In front of her, Suzette cued Maestro into a trot. Tally and Cam followed, with Mac and Sparkles behind them. The schooling area was sandwiched between the show ring and some small fenced paddocks. Cam was very interested in the pony who was turned out right next to them. "Keep his focus on what you're doing, Tal," Ryan said to her, and Tally put her inside leg on and squeezed her inside rein. Cam didn't seem to notice and craned his neck toward the pony. "You can be a little tough on him there, Tal. He's a good boy, but he still needs some schooling from time to time," said Ryan. Tally put her inside spur into Cam's side a bit and applied more pressure on the inside rein. Cam dropped his head and engaged from behind. After the group trotted in both directions, the show ring was done, and the 3 riders walked through the in-gate. Ryan thanked the driver of the truck dragging the ring and directed his students to canter. Cam tossed his head and picked up a big, bouncy canter underneath her. He seemed as excited about Florida as she was. Tally added leg to get him to move forward, rather than up and down, and Cam willingly covered more ground. Tally's legs felt a little wobbly, and the lesson felt like a blur as Ryan asked them to follow one another over a single birch jump set on a diagonal. Then, one by one, they jumped the outside line in 5 strides, followed by a diagonal line in 6. "The lines are flowing, so land and just maintain leg," Ryan told Tally as they jumped into the diagonal. "That's the ride," he added as they jumped out. Before Tally even really felt like they were taking a lesson, the group was walking back to the barn. "It's really pretty here, huh?" said Suzette, riding beside her. Maestro, a beautiful dark bay with stripe and snip, stretched his neck out long as Suzette held the buckle of the reins. "So pretty," Tally said with a nod. "I still can't believe I got off a plane and got right on a horse." Suzette laughed. "It's super different from riding at home. You just kind of go with the flow here." The group retraced their path back to the barn, and Ryan directed them to dismount between the trucks parked in front of the Field Ridge aisle. "Lupe will show you how we untack here at the show setup," Ryan told Tally as she swung down from the saddle and ran up her stirrups. "Lead him straight in here and then carefully turn around," Lupe told her. It was a tight space in the grooming stall, but Cam didn't seem to mind. "Grab his saddle and pads, and you can stick them right on that rack," added Lupe, who took off Cam's bridle and slipped on his halter in one smooth movement. An hour later, Tally had untacked Cam, Maestro, and Sparkles, brushing them and picking out their feet before returning them to their show stalls. The huge tent over the stalls reminded Tally of going to the circus with her parents as a little kid. The horses seemed to be as settled as they were at home. "Thanks for your help, Tal," Ryan said, hanging a bridle from a hook at the front of their setup. A bucket of water was secured against a wide fence post, and Ryan dunked a sponge into it as he worked on the bridle. "Sure," said Tally. "I was just thinking the horses seem so relaxed here." "Well, we got them settled in on Monday," Ryan said. "Still, it's so different from home," Tally added, latching Maestro's stall door. "Show horses," Suzette told her with a warm smile. They're used to it, and they tend to settle in fast. Amazing, right? Tally nodded. It really was. That night, Mac polished her boots at the hotel room desk while Tally set out her toothbrush and phone charger in the bathroom. "What classes do we have tomorrow?" asked Mac. "You're asking me?" Tally answered with a little laugh. "I still feel like we landed on another planet." Mac smiled as she buffed the toe of her boot with a soft brush. "I forget that you've only done this a few times. You seem like such a pro now." "I think this is my 5th-rated show, maybe the 6th," said Tally. "But flying on a plane to get here and taking a lesson like the moment we get to the showgrounds was brand new." "Yeah, travel shows can be crazy. Anyway, I have no idea what classes we're showing in tomorrow, except that Ryan called it our warm-up day," said Tally. On the desk next to Mac's boot cleaning supplies, her phone chirped and vibrated, moving it across the surface. Tally answered it, eager to catch her mom and dad up on her first day in Florida.
Do you have a list of goals that you want to achieve with your horse? Are you taking time to build your mental skills in and out of the ring? There is so much information available at your fingertips with a subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. You can find riding and training advice from top judges and trainers, grooming tips to keep your horse looking their best, and health information from top veterinarians and farriers to keep your horse feeling their best. All of this information and so much more can be found in one place, delivered straight to your door, with a print subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. Subscribe at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. That's theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. To learn more about anything we've discussed on today's show, visit theplaidhorse.com. You can find show notes at theplaidhorse.com/listen. Follow The Plaid Horse on all the social medias. You can subscribe to the print edition of The Plaid Horse magazine at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. Please rate and review the podcast anywhere you listen to it. And if you enjoy this episode, please share it with your friends. I will see you at the ring.